Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, it is book launch day for my new book, College Scam, collegescam.com. You're going to hear about it a lot this week from all sorts of different angles. I've been working on this book for a couple years. I've been thinking about the topic for over a decade. And the cool thing about this book is that all proceeds go to Turning Point USA. So maybe you were at our Student Action Summit. Maybe you saw the Student Action Summit online. When you go to collegescam.com, and you guys buy a couple copies, all the profits go to Turning Point USA and the amazing work we're doing on high school and college campuses across the country. College Scam, you're going to see a lot of promo about it on radio, on TV, on text message. We're doing a massive promotion campaign for it. I've been working on it for quite some time. It's a hardcover book, how America's universities are bankrupting and brainwashing away the future of America's youth. Again, profits go to Turning Point USA. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show. Take out your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Again, collegescam.com. Go to collegescam.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Today is book launch day for College Scam. You guys can get your copy at collegescam.com. The College Scam, how American universities are bankrupting and brainwashing away the future of America's youth. We're going to be talking about this book all throughout the hour and giving some details and evidence of that. I got an email here, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, it's very hard for my generation to admit, being the baby boomers, what college has become. And that is true. It's very hard for people to admit that college has become a legalized scam against America's young people. You guys can check out the book, collegescam.com. All proceeds of the book, again, all profits, I should say, go to Turning Point USA. So it's a way that you are able to support Turning Point USA and our efforts on the ground on high school or college campuses across the country. I don't write a book very often. The last one I did was The MAGA Doctrine. Did very, very well. It was a New York Times bestseller. Probably should have been a number one New York Times bestseller. It was right on the line. But College Scam is now my next book since I've done that, and I think you guys would really enjoy it. We'll talk about it all throughout the hour. But first, I want to talk about some of the news that was made over the weekend at our Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. At our Turning Point USA Student Action Summit, we had 5,000 students from across the country that came from every corner to come to Tampa, Florida. We were there and brought to you by Turning Point Action. We had Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump and the biggest speakers in the entire movement, Josh Hawley. We had Laura Ingraham, we had Ted Cruz, we had Greg Gutfeld. We had every speaker you could possibly imagine. And first of all, I was struck by the optimism and the positivity of our audience. I was moved by how so many of our students who attended were forward-thinking and were ready, willing, and able to get engaged and get involved. In fact, here's an amazing statistic for all of you watching at home. We had started over this weekend. Over 300 new Turning Point USA chapters were started at the Student Action Summit. Think about that. That's the entire field program for most organizations. That's the entire membership network. Those are new chapters that just started in the last weekend. 72 hours, 300 new chapters, high school and college chapters at Turning Point USA. An extraordinary accomplishment. And so it was really amazing to see the last couple of days, kind of how our students were engaging, were involving themselves. And it wasn't just students that were there. It was predominantly students, but there were moms and dads there. There were grassroots activists. There were homeschool moms. We talked about Turning Point Academy. We talked about homeschool curriculum. It was very action oriented. The message was coherent. It was unified. It was something that was special. And so then we had the straw poll. Now, the straw poll was really interesting. So we conducted the straw poll of all of our attendees. Trafalgar, an independent polling agency, did the straw poll. And again, we had 5,000 students there. And I was very curious about how would they possibly view the 2024 presidential race. In fact, I wasn't the only one that was curious. The media was clamoring over who's going to win the straw poll? Who's going to win the straw poll? And so we made the decision, hey, let's have every speaker speak that's going to be a 2024 potential contender, and then let's do the straw poll. So Turning Point Action, we had Ted Cruz, we had Josh Hawley, we had Ron DeSantis, we had Donald Trump. And so Donald Trump finished on Saturday evening after about almost a two-hour speech. It was like a one-hour and 45-minute speech, very, very long address, and the audience loved it. And so then we opened up voting. And so on Sunday, the results came out. So first, I want to share with you some of the results that do not actually apply to the 2024 race. And yes, I was a big advocate for adding these questions to the straw poll. So first of which is a question that I asked, and I'll tell you the results of the straw poll. You might have saw it in the news, but we'll talk about it here. The first of which is, do you approve of the Republican establishment in Washington, D.C.? And by the way, I would love your answers to this, freedom@charliekirk.com. This should give you hope. 92.7 of our Turning Point USA students that attended our Student Action Summit disapprove of the Republican establishment in Washington, D.C. 72%. We then asked, are you confident in the Republicans' ability to communicate to younger voters? 73.8% of our attendees are not confident in the Republican Party's ability to communicate with younger voters. 73.8% do not believe the Republican Party is well-suited to communicate to younger voters. This should be a fire alarm for Republican leaders out there. If you're watching, if you're engaged, if you care, your own young conservative constituents think you guys are awful at messaging. Now, I'm not pretending that we have all the answers at Turning Point. I'm not saying we have every single one of these figured out, but we did fill a room with 5,000 young conservatives. We're definitely on the way, but most Republican politicians are completely uninterested in that. They would much rather do the next thing, which was so fascinating. And by the way, our in-depth conversation with Senator Rick Scott will air soon. I think you guys will really enjoy that. But we asked this question, which is Ukraine versus the southern border. Do you believe, this is the question we asked to our students, do you believe building a southern border wall or sending $56 billion to Ukraine is more important? Which one is more important? 98% of our students at Turning Point USA, 98% believed at the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit this last weekend that building a southern border wall is far more important than sending money to Ukraine. 2% of our attendees thought Ukraine was more important. I'm not sure who those people were. I would love to meet them. 98%. And yet your Republicans in Washington, D.C. are much more fixated on financing a proxy war in Ukraine than building a southern border wall. I was stunned. I thought maybe it would be 70-30, 98% of the Republican base. Why is that Republicans are so enthusiastic about doing that, but not representing the interests of their voters? Well, it goes to show why 92.7% of our attendees disapprove of the Republican establishment in Washington, D.C., 92.7%. So the questions continued, where we also asked our audience, which candidate do you think will be the most difficult to defeat for president in 2024? And I can almost guarantee you the winner of this saw the result because it was all over MSNBC this morning. MSNBC totally ignored our Republican presidential straw poll, but they were very interested. And we did this, by the way, because I was interested in what our audience thought, but I also wanted to get our kind of event into mainstream news. So I said, the best way to get our event in the mainstream news is ask Republicans which Democrat they don't want to run against. I was like, that would be an easy way to get in there. And the answers were interesting. Which Democrat do you think is the most difficult to defeat? By the way, I want to ask you guys that, freedom@charliekirk.com. Which Democrat is most difficult for us to defeat? Number one with 30% of the vote, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom with 30.3% of the vote, followed by Michelle Obama at 13.6%. Hillary Clinton at 10.5%. Bernie Sanders at 10.3%, Kamala Harris at 7.9%, AOC at 5.9%, Joe Biden at 4.4%, Pete Buttigieg at 3.8%, Tulsi Gabbard at 1%, Stacey Abrams at 0.5%, Roy Cooper at 0.3%, Jared Polis at 0.3%, and then none 7.2%. Gavin Newsom is the one that Republican activists think is going to be the hardest to beat in 2024. But who will run on the Republican side in 2024? That is the question that we asked all of our students. For a couple years now, people have been setting up a contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since Ukraine, the oil, and the inflation crisis, it's done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, who isn't? Just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metal IRAs for your retirement. They'll put you straight on your options and hold your hand through the whole setup process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. So call 877-646-5347 now to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. So I'm kind of getting up to date of all the news. It seems as if our event this last weekend, it just keeps on making the news. Whoopi Goldberg is talking about it. There's been huge amounts of coverage. President Donald Trump posted about it this morning on Truth Social, and he gave a 2-hour address. So we asked the question to our students, 5,000 students, very, very high turnout, by the way, in the poll, very high. We asked the question, quote, if Donald Trump did run and the 2024 Republican presidential primary offers the following choices, for whom would you vote? Only those receiving votes are listed. So we asked the question, would you vote for Mike Pence? Would you vote for Nikki Haley? Would you vote for Ted Cruz? Would you vote for Mike Pompeo? Would you vote for Kristi Noem? Would you vote for Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump? 7 options. If Donald Trump did run in 2024 presidential primary and it offers the following choices, for whom did you vote? Donald Trump won with 78.7% of the vote. You guys can put the graphic up on screen. Ron DeSantis finished second with 19% of the vote. Kristi Noem with 1% of the vote. Mike Pompeo with 0.5%. Ted Cruz with 0.3%. 0.3% for Ted Cruz, 0.3% for Nikki Haley, and 0.3% for Mike Pence. 78%, 78.7% Donald Trump won. 78.7%. A nearly 59-point victory, nearly 60-point tally. So then we ask the question, if Donald Trump did not run and the 2024 presidential primary offers the following choices, for whom would you vote? Ron DeSantis, 87%. And then Donald Trump Jr. at 6%, Ted Cruz at 2.3%, Kristi Noem at 1.5%. So the question is, if Donald Trump did not run, then Ron DeSantis convincingly won the kind of second choice, if you will. 87%. So this is still Trump's party. I know there's a lot of enthusiasm behind DeSantis, and that's reflected in the next question, by the way, that DeSantis has a lot of approval. I had a great time with DeSantis there. I think the world of him. He's a phenomenal leader. He gave a great speech. He does a terrific job. And I'll be honest, I was surprised by how much Donald Trump won by. 59 points in the straw poll. And so I could tell you this, that a lot of people thought going into our event that Ron DeSantis was going to win the straw poll. And I said, who knows? I mean, it's an open question. It could possibly happen. And with the results that came in, I was floored because so many people said, well, you know, younger voters, they prefer Ron DeSantis and all that. But this is a different type of demographic in one way, though. And this is the one thing I wish I could have clarified with some of the media that was covering this, if they would just pick up the phone and ask us a question about our own straw poll, is that a Turning Point activist, a Turning Point Action activist, is not like any other. These are the workers. These are the people that show up to school board meetings. These are the organizers. These are the homeschooling of children. These are the top level activists, which, by the way, that drives the party. These are the state party chairmen. These are the elected officials. These are the signature gatherers. These are not just like passive kind of passerby people. These are in the grassroots of the grassroots. That's something I want to make sure we emphasize as we talk about the results here. These are people that live and breathe politics. Why is that important? Without these people, you do not have a political party, period. You can have people that passively vote and they go and they fill out a ballot, but these are the people that donate to campaigns. These are the people that are frontline volunteers. That's an important distinction, because if Donald Trump wins in 2024, not only do I believe he has a wide support level of support, he has a deep level of support. The people that are going to go do the extra work. make the phone calls, knock on the doors, drive to events. That's really what ends up winning a lot of elections, especially in primary campaigns. And I do want to say, we just got an email, freedom@charliekirk.com. Hey, Charlie, I watched the event online. Trump seemed the same strong speaker. What's interesting is we're so weak to senile Biden, and that contrast makes Trump appear even stronger. We got another email here at freedom@charliekirk.com. We want the two best, toughest candidates at the top. Your conference poll, Charlie, confirmed that we should have Trump DeSantis. Now, that can't happen unless somebody moves out of the state of Florida, because they can't both be from the same state. So maybe Trump can go get a condo in Wyoming and primary. No, Liz Cheney actually is not doing too well right now. I'm told Harriet Hageman is doing pretty well. And so this is an important distinction to make, that these are the activists. This is the base of the entire party. Trump with 78.7%. But then when asked, if not Trump, then Ron DeSantis overwhelmingly. That's a win for both of them. The media is trying to make it seem like it's a defeat for DeSantis and a win for Trump. It's a win for Trump and a win for DeSantis. Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer in the Bible or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who is one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun, interactive quiz and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz, charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. I got an email. Charlie, I'm a professor at Northern Arizona University. I've never seen the infiltration of socialist indoctrination as it is now. I was offered to teach a writing course. I'm not going to say where because I don't want to out this person. But anyway, this course was all about diversity, equity, inclusion. I declined, but waiting to hear if it will be required to teach it. So anyway, here's what I will be doing. I'll be teaching the evils of diversity, equity, inclusion and require all students to read your new book, The College Scam. There's more than one way to skin a cat. I'm not going to say this person's name, but God bless that person that's watching. CollegeScam.com. Pick up your copy today. It is launch week. We're doing all sorts of media. Tomorrow, I'm on Outnumbered on Fox News, so I won't be doing the show tomorrow. We have Greg Gutfeld and all this other stuff. So you guys could check it out. CollegeScam.com. I want to play a piece of tape, though. Andrew, number cut 10. So some people are doubting the straw poll results. I don't know why they would. It was done by an independent polling agency, Trafalgar. They're not doubting our integrity. I just think they're doubting how instructive this poll actually is. I'll just put it that way. No one's actually doubted the integrity of the poll. Nor should they. It was all done by Trafalgar. I didn't see any of it until it was done. So cut 10 is just some of the response from the students after the speech. Play cut 10.
I just want to say the energy in there was absolutely incredible. I love Donald Trump more than anyone in the world, and I'm so proud to be here.
I'll tell you, for me, for example, someone that just contracted last October into the military, this is inspiring.
Thank you, sir.
Regardless of what your story is, this is something that people realize, I want to serve. I want to do anything for my country to better my country.
That was from our event this last weekend at our Turning Point Student Action Summit. The political arm, the political session was sponsored by Turning Point Action, the remainder by Turning Point USA. So I want to talk a little bit about the college scam. So one of the arguments that I make in the college scam is that some of the most dangerous and pernicious ideas that have and will continue to infect our society stem from our universities. Now, this is one of the reasons why I have said to Republican politicians that we should completely and totally defund the humanities. We could still support science, technology, engineering, and math. But as long as the humanities are going to be teaching Derrick Bell, they're going to be teaching Ibram X. Kendi, they're going to be teaching radical ideas rooted in postmodernism, post-structuralism, and critical theory, why should Republican taxpayer dollars be supporting this? One of the things I want to accomplish with the college scam is to get states like North Dakota, won't happen because of Governor Burgum, or South Dakota, or Kansas, or Oklahoma, to fully and completely defund their universities in their states for the humanities. Still support the engineering. You need that. Still support math. Still support technology. But defund the lesbian studies program or the gender studies program at University of Kansas. I don't even know if that's a thing. I'm guessing it is in Lawrence, Kansas, one of the more liberal cities in America. So make the gender studies departments go raise their own money. But if the taxpayers are going to be subsidizing state schools, then we should subsidize engineering, technology, math, science. These things are important. But even science itself has been politicized. But a question that people ask, why should our taxpayer dollars go to subsidize socialist boot camps? So many years ago, a couple decades ago, there was an academic theory, an academic journal written by environmentalists. I believe it was at Oberlin or Williams, I'll get the exact study, that argued philosophically and academically for widespread depopulation. The argument was that we have too many people on the planet, and that we need to radically reduce the amount of human beings that are living in the world. In fact, pollution, congestion, infrastructure, all of these can be solved through eugenics. Basically, what we need to do is we need to reduce the world's population significantly. Now, this is a set of ideas that Bill Gates has flirted with. Bill Gates hasn't outwardly said it. There's been some videos where he's flirted with depopulation. He has philanthropically supported a lot of these ideas throughout the years. But to say Bill Gates has endorsed depopulation is not totally true. However, it's something to say that it was around that. Okay, yes, it's called the Population Bomb. Thank you, Andrew. So the Population Bomb was a series of academic journals written in 1968. Thank you. Written by Stanford professor Paul E. Ehrlich and his wife, Ann Ehrlich. Exactly. And so it was written in Stanford, wasn't Oberlin or Williams. I was just doing off the top of my head. And you could read it. It's all these. So Smithsonian Magazine, the book that's incited worldwide fear over overpopulation. This was, though, a product of the American university. This idea of mass overpopulation is a product of the assembly line of bad ideas. The same way that the Chinese coronavirus was bioengineered in a Wuhan Institute of Virology laboratory is the same way that the worst ideas that are ruining your life and putting our civilization at risk are incubated in a laboratory called college campuses. So Jane Goodall at the World Economic Forum said something that is just now starting to get circulated. The World Economic Forum, of course, is trying to push forward the Great Reset. Many Republican politicians have no idea about the Great Reset or World Economic Forum. And so, before we go any further, by the way, this guy that wrote the Population Bomb, he is still the professor emeritus of population studies at the Department of Biology. Maybe we shouldn't fund these science departments, by the way. Maybe we should just fund engineering, seriously. Science has actually become more politicized than anything else. And the president of Stanford Center for Conservation Biology. What is the significance of this? Well, listen to this. The World Economic Forum is now coming out and saying that all of our problems could be solved if the population of Earth was reduced by 90%. I talk about this in my book, College Scam, collegescam.com, but this is not an abstract journal. This is now becoming policy, play cut one.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
So Dr. Jane Goodall is someone that you should all know about. Dr. Jane Goodall is an anthropologist. She's very, very popular. She's the world's foremost expert on chimpanzees. That's probably where you saw her or probably was exposed to her. She's known for the study of chimpanzees, conservation, and animal welfare. She's an academic, otherwise said. Her whole life, she was involved with Cambridge College and Darwin College, Cambridge Darwin College. And so now she is an outspoken critic of overpopulation, that the world somehow has too many people. Now, a lot of people give Elon Musk kind of attitude. One of Elon Musk's greatest contributions to the American zeitgeist has been standing athwart the overpopulation lie and saying we're actually underpopulated as a species. And we are. We do not have enough people on the planet. We need more people. The human species will be put seriously at risk very soon. So Dr. Jane Goodall is now parroting the same thing that was written in the journal The Population Bomb, the book that incited a worldwide fear over overpopulation, which written by Stanford University Paul R. Elric and his wife Anne Elric. It predicted worldwide famine in the 1970s and 80s due to overpopulation and was totally wrong. There has always been this misguided fear of overpopulation. But the point that I want to make, though, is that your taxpayer dollars and indirectly your child going to college is subsidizing the accreditation and the platforming of these ideas that now the World Economic Forum is absorbing and pushing out. Bill Gates, being a spokesperson and flirting alongside of the ideas of overpopulation, is all comes from the academy. People that have very little to any real world experience, but have been over inundated with the academic nature that is college campuses. So in the book College Scam, I talk extensively about this. And I also just want to reiterate, all proceeds of the book College Scam go to Turning Point USA. So it doesn't go to me. They're being donated to tpusa.com. Actually, directly, doesn't even come to me at all. So if you guys get a book, College Scam, collegescam.com, it supports our movement at Turning Point USA, helps us hire more staff, grow our high school program, grow our college program. So that's just another incentive to go do it. And I think you're really going to learn something. In fact, I was just reviewing it last night and I counted how many pages of footnotes we have. We have 35 pages of footnotes at the back of this book. It's very thoughtfully put together. But an important thing to realize is that this tyranny of the scientific elite, as Dwight D. Eisenhower warned against in his farewell address in the 1950s, it all stems from the university. And so I'm not a big fan of blaming just one institution for all of our problems. But I could say this, if you had to blame one institution for everything that's going wrong in America, if you were forced to do that, I believe, as they would say, all roads lead to Rome, all roads lead to college campuses. Where do you think Dr. Fauci got filled with his degrees that gave him credibility? A college campus. What was the first study that came out that lied to us about COVID? A college from the United Kingdom. I believe it was the Imperial College study, if I remember correctly. I think it was Professor Ferguson actually that came out with it, an epidemiologist from the United Kingdom. And so it's not just American campuses, it's Western campuses if you count the United Kingdom as well, but ours are actually worse in some ways. Colleges are hyper ideological. You cannot survive and thrive in the world while being ideological and ignoring what is happening materially around you. Where do you think the communists targeted first? The Marxists. They targeted the universities. Remember, Yuri Bezmenov, who was a communist defector and found asylum in Canada, warned us about this. They play off their egos. He calls them useful idiots. And that sort of theory has been built out by people like Pete Hegseth and Dinesh D'Souza. What my book does a little bit differently than the College Scam is it has action points that you got to stop sending your kids there and stop going. It's also unnecessary in a career standpoint, but it's from a societal standpoint. The university itself is the problem. Speaking of a useful idiot, listen to Kamala Harris, cut 12, who now says the following. Play cut 12.
And, you know, listen, women are getting pregnant every day in America. And this is a real issue. And we need to act with a sense of haste about what is at play, what is at stake. And codifying Roe will be an important moment in terms of putting back in place protections for the folks who are at risk right now because of what the court did in Dobbs.
And that place is the American University and College campus. Now, I know this is a very difficult thing for people to stomach. I understand it could be a impossible pill to swallow. But the American University has been infected top to bottom with a contagion. And I'll tell you what that is. I want to go to another piece of tape here. So as we talk about this college system and the damage it is doing to society, we must understand how it infects every portion of American life. For example, only the college educated, only the people that have doctorate degrees could all tell you to go get vaccinated, while it turns out they all end up getting contracted COVID. I want to play one of my favorite pieces of tape that I've seen recently, play cut 8.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID.
And when people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
Dr. Fauci says he has COVID again.
If you've done the right thing and gotten vaccinated, you deserve the freedom to be safe from COVID-19.
And this morning, I learned I tested positive for COVID-19 as well.
It's one of the great videos I've ever seen. And I just love the background music. Another one bites the dust. It's just perfect with Justin Trudeau and Biden and Fauci saying, you must get vaccinated. And they all end up getting COVID. COVID response coordinator Ajish Jha, this virus is going to be with us forever. Remember, they need a crisis. An emergency is necessary for them to hold on to their power. If the emergency ends, then all of a sudden power gets decentralized. So you have to think of this kind of as a, let's say you have a bunch of, you know, straws or spaghetti. And they're all about. When power is centralized, you must have it all kind of in your fist. An emergency, the clenched fist, if you will. But if things are not emergency, you kind of release the grip and it all goes in their own way and it's decentralized. That's just a good visual to think about it. They need the clenched fist. They need the hold on all of society. Play cut 2.
What we're seeing across the country is there are a lot of infections, but when people are vaccinated and boosted, they tend to have far less serious illness. This virus is going to be with us forever.
This virus is going to be with us forever. Well, that's a different thing than what they told us previously. Remember, the regime needs emergency powers to maintain in power. They need emergencies to maintain power, I should say. All of these roads that we're seeing, medical tyranny, great reset, open borders, are given credibility through the seemingly endless journals, philosophizing, and writing from the academic industrial complex. I write about this at great length in The College Scam. I talk about the tenets of critical race theory as well. On page 174, I talk about the basic tenets and themes of critical race theory. CRT claims that racism is present in every aspect of society, and therefore society can only be transformed by a race-conscious approach, not a colorblind approach. I go on to say how you could take a stand against CRT. I go deep into the essence and the roots of it. It's in the chapter Woke and Weaponized in my book, College Scam. Talk about Derek Bell and the totalitarian mindset and how it impacts your children. Check it out right now, collegescam.com. Support Turning Point USA while getting the book. It's a great, basically, two-for-one offer. You get the book at collegescam.com, and then the proceeds go to make sure more kids get to hear the message of liberty and freedom and the Constitution. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.